Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Well, the cattle complex should open significantly lower this morning, with early selling linked to China's decision to lift its general ban on Brazilian meat. The hog issues are also likely to begin on the defensive, thanks to follow-through selling and long liquidation. Now, in shocking reversals of trade policy, China and several other major meat importers suddenly announced on Saturday the lifting of bans on Brazilian meat. Just early last week, as many as 20 countries moved to ban Brazilian meat after police reported cases of inspection bribery and possible meat contamination. The cash cattle trade will start out typically slow today, with activity limited to the distribution of new show lists. The new offering is expected to be steady to somewhat larger. Our guess is that initial asking prices will be around 132 to 133 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures seem likely to struggle early as traders consider the changing implications of the Brazilian meat scandal and look for the cash hog market to open, well, with bids ranging from steady to about a dollar lower today. The corn and soybeans closed lower on Friday, with the soybeans down for the third straight week as big crops in South America had funds anxious to head for the exit. Winter wheat fared better, with soft red winter wheat higher for the day. The hard red winter unchanged to higher amid parent fund short covering. A Bloomberg survey of analysts had a corn acreage average of about 90.9 million and soybean average of 88.3 million. Winter wheat futures finished mostly higher as funds turned buyers, which likely were short covering, as wheat has been in a downward trajectory and near oversold territories on charts as rain moved through the plains this past week and more is expected this coming week. Corn futures closed a fraction lower to put them lower for the week and at a two-week low. Pressure was linked to the South American harvest and the lower soybeans. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the grains, April live cattle up 32 on Friday, 122.10. June was up 5 at 112.85. April feeder cattle up 22, 135.57. And May was down 22 cents at 133.80. April hogs up 207, 67.27. May was down 172 at 72.22. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May unchanged, 428. July up a quarter penny, 441. May wheat Chicago up 3 3/4 at 424 3/4. July's up 3 1/2 at 439 1/2. May corn is down 1/2, 356 1/4. July down 3/4 at 363 3/4. May soybeans down 15 1/4 at 975 3/4. July's down 15 1/4, 986 1/4. May cotton a bit higher this morning. It's up 17 points for May, 77.64. July up 9, 78.83. And on the crude oil, May is down 32, 47.65. June down 30, 48.21. April natural gas up 3, 311 per million BTU.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.